We have one more agenda item here, and it's the agenda item that we added at the beginning of the meeting pertaining to a request for a public hearing to raise commercial license fees to reflect the consumer price index increases since they were last raised, and these would be effective July 1st of 2017.
So the background here is that in 2004, you have it on your cover sheet there, that's when the General Assembly modified the code section 282201 with item 4, which allows the commission to, you know, increase license fees every 3 years. And that increase is either equal to the higher of the CPI, Consumer Price Index, since the last time those license fees were set, or $5. So the agency went through this process a couple of times, but the really large impact was back in 2006, effective 2006. That's when both commercial and recreational license fees were raised. And since that time, there have been a few of the recreational license fees raised, and that's about it. Now, if you look at the table, instead of looking at what we looked at back in 2005 and 2006, where licenses hadn't been changed since, the fees have not changed since 1979 at that time. So you can imagine the CPI, the Consumer Price Index change, was fairly substantial in some cases. When you look at what we're asking here for the December 13th public hearing, it's commercial only. Recreational is not in here. Most of the fees for licenses do date back to 2006. There are a few in the very front that still date back to 1979, three of the oyster fees. And the reason is, back in 2006, the oyster fishery was doing very poorly still. It was just the start of sort of a rejuvenation to some extent of public ground. So oyster fees were not raised, selective oyster fees were not raised. That's the reason for that. And then the one that says 1994 for oyster patentongs double, that's when that gear type was implemented through the Code of Virginia. So you can think about this as we go forward. There's a few that are very recent too, 2013, even some in 2016, like the eel pot. The bottom line is there for you on the amount of revenue that would be generated, which is $245,970. And we certainly thank Terry Short from Administration and Finance, because she pulled this together for us. So thank you, Terry. And with that, I'd just like to ask for a public hearing December 13th.
Well, let me put this in a little bit of context. Sure. There's a reason for this, and it's not a reason of our choice, and it's not anybody's desire. But the fact of the matter is that we have to meet a 7.5% budget reduction in our general fund allocate appropriations, and that is $937,000. And after oh so many years of budget cuts, low-hanging fruit's been long picked. The options are very limited, and one of the options here is a fee increase in the commercial licenses that haven't been changed, the vast majority of them, in at least 11 years, and some of them 30-some years. So nobody likes to have to do this. Nobody relishes this. This is lamentable, but the fact of the matter is that I think this needs to be done in order to meet a budget reduction that's not of our making. And it will still be paying on top of this from other budget reductions that are going to be necessary. Mr. Neal.
Comment on a happier note. I already told the commissioner this, Rob, that I spent most of last week sitting there at my office desk listening to ASMSC.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'd get up, go see a patient, do whatever, go check the hygiene patient, go back and listen. And basically, I just wanted to say you do an excellent job of representing Virginia.
Yeah, well, that's very nice. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
That was my comment. It was totally unrelated to anything.
See, we go to these things because we have to and required to, and you sit around and do this for fun?
Yeah. That's what I did. That was my entertainment for the week.
Well, it does say something about your character.
Yes, it does. It's just concerning everyone. But you had enough comment?
No, if you want to make more, that's
fine. No, I was going to make a motion.
That sounds fine, too.
Move to extend staff request, blame it on staff, for a public hearing about the license increases.
I'll second that.
The motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Tankard. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. Reluctantly, but necessarily, motion passes unanimously. Is there anything else that needs to be brought before the commission for the good of the order? Except a reminder here that the next meeting is December 13th. And I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. If I don't see you in the meantime, meeting is adjourned.